fifth week of Lent. We're getting close to Great and Holy Pascha. We have actually, and as the Canon of St. Andrew spoke about, we really have little time to repent if we're really going to be prepared for Pascha, for the coming of our Lord. And so we've been doing this all of Lent. We've been supposed to remembering death. We're supposed to be thinking back on who has hurt us and who we have not yet forgiven. And this is really important. God is giving us this time, not just to glorify Him, but He's giving us this time to be ready to glorify Him. And so everyone here, I know, everyone here has people in their minds that they haven't yet fully forgiven. Well, maybe not everyone. There may be a few truly, truly saintly people that have eliminated all the darkness of their hearts, but I know it's not me, and I'm guessing it's not any of us here. So we need to do this. People hold things for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and sometimes to their death, because my brother or sister took my inheritance, because my best friend took my wife. I mean, these are big issues, but it doesn't matter what the big issue is. You are supposed to forgive. Saint Dionysios in confession, Dionysios of Zakynthos in confession, he was, the confessor said, admitted that he had killed the brother of Saint Dionysios, who he had loved, and he forgave him. We have to be able to, willing to forgive everything, whether small or large, everything, because otherwise we're separated from Christ. So this is not a small issue. And as I said, we're in the fifth week. In about 10 days, we'll be celebrating Pascha. So I urge you to do the best you can, to search your heart, to go to confession, to truly forgive. And as I've talked to Yaron to be, well, many times about these topics, but in confession, you confess your sins. But at home, you could do it in front of the priest or at home. But at home, you should be asking God the Father, please forgive John, let's say, for hurting me, for hurting my daughter, for whatever it might be. You, just as Jesus Christ from the cross asked God the Father to forgive the sins of those who were actively hurting you, hurting him, you need to ask God the Father to forgive the people that are either actively hurting you or have hurt you in the past. So you ask God to forgive, God the Father to forgive them. You say out loud, because your words have power, I forgive John for these things. Then go to your father confessor and confess everything that you have been holding inside because of this pain. It's the only way that we're really freed. And we have to use Jesus Christ as our model of all things. So may God strengthen you. May He strengthen me to do that which I'm saying today, to do all the things that St. Andrew's prayers said to do. And may you have a blessed rest of the journey to Lent and Pascha.